with Richard Dawson after the game against Glamorgan in the Royal London Cup. 18 runs the difference in the end. Where do you think those 18 came from?
Oh, could be in a various number of areas. We got there and thereabouts. I suppose bowling wise, it was quite hard to tell what was a par score with a short boundary and decent wicket. But obviously being 3 wickets down in the first 10, well, backs against the wall. But I thought we fought back well, and then obviously with the weather, the stoppages made that quite difficult to find any rhythm. Especially after we got back into the game with Jiver and Maxi building that partnership. But 18 runs, it's frustrating.
I think you were only 10 short of the Duckworth-Lewis when the first rain break came. You wondered if the momentum of Graham Van Buren and Mike at that point might have carried you very, very close.
Yeah, we had some rhythm and they had to change their game and stuff like that. And yeah, the rain came at an unfortunate time, but you've got to react to that. And we did actually, because we came back on and then came back off again. It was all a bit stop-start, but it is what it is.
Bowling-wise, looked a really good batting pitch, therefore difficult to beat the bat. There wasn't much in it for the bowlers, was there?
No, not especially. I thought we fielded all right. We got a couple of run-outs, so we backed up the bowl as well. I thought Jack Rudolph batted very well for his 100 as well, so... Yeah, it was tough to call it halfway into the game.
I suppose Michael was trying to set out to bat through as Jack Rudolph did.
Well, Michael bats like Michael does. So, to be at the end and to be in a position to win the game for us, that's what he's done for a few years for us now.
It's only the first one out of eight. And Michael made the point that you do need a good start. And Middlesex on Sunday at Lord's is quite a challenge, isn't it? Bearing in mind the strength of their group.
Decent side. Good batting lineup, good bowling lineup. It's going to be a challenge, but we bounced back from the first championship match, so no reason we can't do this.
Have you got anybody else available who you could put into the squad for Sunday?
Oh, we had a 13-man squad here, so we'll have a look what we've got. We'll see how the bodies are shaping up after today.
Thanks, Richard.
Cheers, mate. Thanks.